A soul that has lost its joy, and I would suggest its sense of humor, is certainly devoid of Christ. For Christ is the source and fountain of true joy. And it is fitting that as we prepare for his coming in glory in the future and for the commemoration of his birth among us in human form over 2,000 years ago, when Father Mario was just a young man, that our hearts should be filled with joy and laughter. Inspired by this, the psalmist invokes us to sing and shout for joy. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Now, I'll tell you about the fancy Latin term for this Sunday in just a minute. But I really need to tell you that this is the Sunday, before I get vested, that people come up and go, "Hey, Father, you're going to wear pink today?" No, I'm going to wear dusty rose. Father don't wear no stinking pink. Now, if you think I'm confused and colorblind, we got pink. Oh, do we have pink. Father don't wear no stinking pink, okay? All right. I just needed to be clear about that particular issue. Stay put. The third Sunday of Advent is known in Latin as the Gaudete Sunday, a title taken from the very first word of the Latin version of the invitational verse for today's Mass. Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. Most visible in this liturgical setting that we're in this morning is this, on this unique Sunday, is the very rare use of the liturgical color of dusty rose. It ain't no stinking pink. That is worn by the priest. Rose is a lighter version of violet, a purple. Because today, the penitential purple is mixed with white. The white that we will see on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The white that is mixed with the usual violet or purple gives us this color as a perceptible sign of joy that must begin down here somewhere and bubble up in our hearts in a happy expectation of He who came and He who is to come. The readings for today are concentrated with this theme of joy and exhortation. You, as ambassadors of Christ, must be joyful, even in the times that you don't feel joyful. Because Catholic faith is not about how you feel. It is about what the Lord has done for us. In the first reading from Zephaniah, the prophet encourages us to shout for joy, daughter of Zion. Israel, shout aloud. Rejoice, exult with your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord, the King of Israel, is in your midst. You have no more evil to fear. Nothing could be a greater reason to be joyful than the presence of God in our midst, a concrete proof of His assurance that He is with us Emmanuel. Well done, Henry. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to visit what I like to refer to as the home office, Rome. I went to a very famous church, the Pantheon, and just sat and prayed for a long while. When I was ready to leave, I took another way back to the cab station. In less than a block, I found a very plain exterior church that I had not seen before. As I said, it was very, very plain on the outside. But when I walked through those doors, it was magnificent on the inside. There was a statue of Jesus to the left of the altar. It was carved by Michelangelo. And I walked up and was able to lay my hands on the work of that master. Under the altar, encased in glass, was the body, the corpse, of St. Catherine of Siena in a glass coffin. And to the right of the altar, where I would be standing now, was a statue of St. John the Baptist. That statue, by another artist, who would have been a great artist had he not been born at the time of Michelangelo. You know how that happens. It's kind of like the golfers who had to work with Tiger Woods over the year. Many of them would have been the greatest golfer of all time had they not been playing against the greatest golfer of all time. A statue of Jesus, the body of St. Catherine Siena, and the statue of St. John the Baptizer. John was the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. St. John is the connection point between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And his work began while he was still in his mother's womb. And when the presence of Our Lady visited St. John's mother, who was already very pregnant, at the sound of her voice, the baby did a 1.5 gainer in her tummy. It says, leapt in her womb. I don't know exactly what that means because I don't use those words on a regular basis. But I know many mamas who have gone, oh, Lord. He leapt in her womb. St. John the Baptist, who first and foremost leapt for that joy and recognition of the eternal presence of God among us in the unborn Holy Child of Jesus, knows that Jesus, is the true font and source of our joy. John the Baptizer knows also the necessity and the indispensability of preparation to receive Jesus Christ for himself, was prepared from the beginning of time to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and to be the one who would point to Him. And cry out, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In the gospel reading today, preparing His people to meet Christ and subsequently pointing Jesus out to all of us, St. John the Baptist explained, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming, someone who is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. In today's language, we wouldn't be fit to put a shine on his boots. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The man who St. John points out to us is the person of the season. He is the reason for the joy we have within us and the joy that we must share with others. He is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord. St. Paul, having experienced the power of Jesus' presence in his life on the road to Damascus and the joy inherent in that unique encounter, later wrote to the Christian community in Philippi. That was part of the second reading for today. I want you, Paul writes, to be happy, always happy in the Lord. I repeat, what I want is your happiness. Let your tolerance be evident to everyone, because the Lord is very near. You know, sometimes we get caught up in negativity, and that negativity goes around and around and around, bringing us and spiraling us to ever more lower places. That is not the life of one who truly believes that this world is, oh, it's wonderful, but it is transitional. We're not going to get out of it alive. But the best is yet to come. Joy is a central part of blessedness. And as a people walking towards that unique blessedness to which the Lord invites each of us, demands that we not be Eeyore, you know, Winnie the Pooh's friend. I'm fine. The closeness of God to us is the reason for this joy, for we know and understand what it means to have God very near to us. In Deuteronomy, Moses says, "For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon Him?" Whenever we call upon Him. You know, this joy can never be bottled, as much as I wish it could. It is, however, very contagious. The palpable sign of the presence of joy in us is our ability to inspire joy in others, especially those who seem to have no reason to rejoice. As we await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must be containers and sharers of joy. We contain this joy when our hope is alive and active. A hope that is alive and active is a hope that prepares, a hope that partakes in the celebration of the sacraments, especially in this season of preparation, the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of confession. I trust you have already thought in your mind how you're going to get to the confessional between now and Christmas Eve. And always remember, you are welcome in any Catholic church, so you don't have to be afraid of coming and running into me or Father Mario. You can go to any church you want to make your act of reconciliation. It is such hope that inflames our hearts with joy and leads us to export this joy to our sisters and our brothers. As we gather around this holy table of the Eucharist, the great Thanksgiving, in joyful expectation of the feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ ahead, may God renew within us the joy of our salvation, not just at Christmas, but every day of our lives, and ultimately so that we might stand without fear at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen.